President Biden visits Canada starting today. He will meet Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister, and address Canada's Parliament.
And here's one big thing they'll discuss, migration. The U.S. and Canada are leading nations in the Western Hemisphere, and both are talking about how to stabilize a neighbor, Haiti, which they care about in part because people flee that troubled country for both the U.S. and Canada.
NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez will be traveling with the president, and he's with us on this early morning. Franco, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So when it comes to Haiti, at least, what is the problem the U.S. and Canada are trying to address?
Well, I mean, it's a difficult situation in Haiti. Right now, there's very little security apparatus, and gangs have essentially taken over Port-au-Prince. I mean, people are really living in fear. And Haiti and the United Nations, they want international peacekeepers to help bolster the police, and the U.S. agrees and has been pushing for a military force.
Okay, do they agree on how to deploy those militaries?
I mean, it doesn't look that way. I mean, the U.S. actually wants Canada to lead that effort. You know, Canada has a long relationship with Haiti, and the U.S. is very interested in someone taking the care. There's a lot of concerns about the United States overseeing some of these military forces, and Canada has this long-standing relationship, and they were actually first open to that possibility. But Trudeau is now kind of pouring cold water over the idea. Last week, he actually spoke out against it, saying outside intervention doesn't work. I talked with Henri Paul Normandin. He's a former Canadian ambassador to Haiti, and he says the job is just so big, the chances of success are really uncertain, and the risks are too great.
The political conditions on the ground to host such a mission are not there. So put all of that together, and Canada said, I'm not sure that we want to do this.
I'm glad that he mentions the political conditions. He's, of course, talking about the political conditions in Haiti. Would people be receptive to an outside Canadian-led force? But I want to ask about political conditions in two other countries, the United States and Canada, where migration and immigration are constantly hot-button issues. How much is the concern in the U.S. and Canada driven by the fact that people flee Haiti and come to the U.S. and Canada?
I mean, Steve, I mean, the concern is about instability in Haiti, especially Canada. You know, we talked a little bit about the links. They share French as a language. There's this strong Haitian diaspora in Canada. You know, as the ambassador told me, Canada cares about Haiti, but no question that immigration plays a role and a big role. And as you note, it's a big political challenge for both leaders. You know, we've talked many times about Haitian migrants being part of this new wave of migration to the southern border of the United States. The administration has unveiled some new policies that allow some Haitians to arrive illegally, but can still turn away most who don't apply for asylum in other countries. We talked about also how Republicans love to attack Biden on immigration. You know, and opposition politicians are doing the same in Canada now as they experience a dramatic surge. I spoke with Eric Miller, who is an advisor to the Canadian government. He says the problems at the Canadian border have fueled all kinds of rumors and uncomfortable accusations.
The migration crisis is something which is roiling Canada at the moment, and this is starting to impact the political support for a pragmatic immigration system in Canada.
You know, and they want Trudeau, when he speaks with Biden, to renegotiate a treaty that they say has driven more immigration. And he's expected to bring that up when he talks with Biden.
NPR's Franco Ordonez, thanks so much for coming by. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.